I think that we all know that trials in Ghana generally are slow, and looking at what is going on, I don't think that this is any different. Unfortunately, if you listen to what the judge said, she took her time to explain the processes, and in trying to seek justice, we mustn't overlook those processes. So we see it as slow, but there's nothing that we can do about it. We will go by it. It's getting to 1 year since the event took place. We've been putting our heads together to see whether we can do something to commemorate the occasion. In fact, from here, we are going to meet, and at the meeting, we will discuss some of the things that we would want to do for the 1 year anniversary. We actually have been expecting that we will have more people facing the trial than we have. Looking at what we saw in the videos and the number of people that were arrested at the beginning, we thought that, you know, we would have had more people. And, I mean, you have mob justice, mob action. We expect to have a mob trial. Let the court look at everybody. Let them come to the court and come and defend themselves. Come and explain their presence at the scene on that day. Unfortunately, this is not what happened, and we cannot hold the police responsible. Our sentiments are our sentiments. The law is the law. Even though this is what we wish, the law says otherwise. Even though we saw close to 50 people, the law says it's only 14 people that will face the trial. So we will take it like that. Otherwise, we would have expected that the trial, everyone who was seen in the video should come and explain his or her presence there. That's what we would have wished. But the law says it's only 14. So we'll go by the 14.
You heard the spokesman for the family of Major Maxwell Adam Mahama, Zachariah Sakara Ahmed.